going to lead a meditation called Cultivation of Loving Kindness. The Sanskrit name is Metta Bhavana. Metta meaning love or loving kindness, and Bhavana meaning to cultivate. I'm going to lead it in 3 5-minute stages, so 15 minutes altogether. And I want to say something about meditation in general, and then something about this particular meditation. Very often when we first learn to meditate, the first thing that we notice is how busy our minds are and how easily distracted they are, and how very associative our mind is. So this is the mind as it naturally is. That's what it wants to do. So when we meditate, we build in a kind of permission that it's almost inevitable that the mind is going to wander off from the thing that we're trying to focus on. So we don't judge ourselves too harshly when we notice that. In fact, the act of noticing that the mind has wandered off somewhere is an act of victory and helps to build some resilience and some ability to focus. So that's the general instruction, not to judge ourselves too harshly. And in this particular meditation, we're going to bring someone to mind. And very often this can mean that our mind goes off on associative connections. So I think in this particular meditation, we just have to accept that that is very likely part of it. So what we do in this meditation, it's very simple in some ways. We start off by having a sense of ourselves, sitting as we are, or whatever your posture is, and you just need to be somewhere where it's fairly quiet and sit in a way where you feel relaxed yet alert, either on some cushions or a chair. Some people lie down, although there's always a risk we fall asleep. And then we are going to wish ourselves well. So one of the simplest ways of doing this is simply to silently repeat some simple phrases. And we are training the mind, basically. And we're almost like creating these neural pathways of positivity, of simply saying, may I be well, may I be content, and may I be free from fear. And you can use some phrases of your own. They're very often the ones that I use. And then you're just going to repeat those phrases silently to yourself with as strong a sense of yourself as you can get. And then we'll move on to a second stage where we bring someone to mind, someone we know reasonably well, and we're going to allow our full range of feelings about this person to be present. Very often in the tradition, this meditation is taught in 5 stages, and the middle 3 stages are 3 different people. But here we're going to just have one person, and we're going to look at that person with 3 aspects. The first aspect is something that we really like and enjoy about this person. The second is something that we don't know, probably quite a lot that we don't know about this person, even if we know them well. And the third aspect is something with which we find or have some difficulty. So that doesn't necessarily mean that this person is difficult. It's just that we find something difficult in our relationship with them. And by describing it in that way, it means we can actually take some responsibility, because the principle of this meditation is that freedom comes by taking responsibility for how we respond and interact in the world. And very often we want the world to change, meaning other people, for us to be happy. But actually the real road to freedom is that when we're not dependent on other people acting in certain ways towards us, that we take responsibility for our own responses. And so we bring this person to mind, have a sense of those three aspects, and we do the same thing. We wish them well. May they be well. May they be content. May they be free from fear. And then in the third and final stage, we have a sense of ourselves and this person, and then we simply widen it out as far as our imagination allows us. So that could be beginning with people who we actually know in our environment, but just having the sense of wishing as many people as our imagination allows us well. That could be up to and including everybody on the planet, even beyond. And we do the same thing. We just go, may everyone be well, may everyone be content, and may everyone everywhere be free from fear. So they're the three stages, which we're going to do for about 5 minutes each. So just beginning by having a sense of our body. Especially good to notice the breath. See if you can notice the breath in the body, just as it rises and falls. And a sense of our contact with whatever we're sitting on and the ground. And see if you can just track your awareness through the body. You can even start with your feet and just come up through ankles and knees, thighs, hips, pelvis, into the torso, shoulders, down the arms, hands, and then back up to the neck and head. You might find you notice little areas where we hold a bit of tension. And sometimes simply by bringing some awareness, you might notice a bit of tension release. We're not trying to force the breath, just breathe very naturally. And then on this basis, we just have a really strong sense of ourselves and a wish that we can cultivate a sense of love and kindness, beginning with ourselves, that kind of healthy foundation, and then out towards other people. So we can just silently drop in these phrases, just allow them to kind of resonate through the body. May I be well. May I be content. May I be free from fear. And just see if you can really let that happen. and just make an intention just to really try and keep silently repeating these phrases. And at the same time, if the mind wanders off, which it very well is likely to do, we just notice that. Come back to an awareness of our body and just say those phrases again. May I be well. May I be content. May I be free from fear. May I be well. May I be content. May I be free from fear. Okay, we're going to use that as a platform to move into the second stage. We're going to bring someone to mind. We're going to do exactly the same thing. So when you bring someone to mind, it's just whatever gives you the strongest sense of that person. You might have a visual image, or you might have a feeling tone, or you might hear their voice, but whatever it is, try and get the strongest sense of this person that you can, and then we're simply going to do the same thing, silently wishing them well. May you be well. May you be content. May you be free from fear. So really try and stay with this sense that you have of this person. At the same time, it's very likely that our mind does wander around or wander away. Let me just bring it back. Just have that sense of this person again. We say, may you be well, may you be content, and may you be free from fear. May you be well, may you be content, may you be free from fear. Okay, so now we're going to use this stage and the previous one as the platform or foundation to move into the third stage. Here we simply expand our wish for contentment and well-being and freedom as wide as we can possibly go. So we may very well start with other people that we know around us. We simply include ourselves, include the person that we've been considering. And we say the same phrases. May you be well. May you be content. May you be free from fear. And we just allow that to expand across a larger and larger number of people, extending out to all the myriad people that we don't really know. Some people we may have seen, but we know nothing about them. Other people, we haven't even met them. But why wouldn't we wish them the same thing? May all beings be well. May all beings be content. May all beings be free from fear. beings everywhere be well. May they be content. May they all be free from fear. Bring this meditation to a close. It's always good to finish with a silent prayer or wish that the benefits of doing this practice are for everyone. And as you finish, just notice if there's anything different in your experience of your body or mind. It is a practice that can have some effect, though this is often incremental and cumulative. Over time, if we practice this regularly, there aren't necessarily any big effects after any particular session. But it's just worth noting just how your posture is and the feeling tone in your mind as we draw the practice to a close.